Alyssa, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, your gallery upstairs at the Greenwich is a lively place, and I'm always interested in the way that you unite music and art there. Let's begin by saying exactly where the gallery is.
The Greenwich is a long-standing jazz and music venue in Walnut Hills. The address is 2442 Gilbert Avenue, and it's basically a bar with a music venue next to it. In 2002, the Greenwich took over and renovated an abandoned apartment on the second floor above the Greenwich and transformed it into this fabulous three-room gallery. And that's what's been happening since 2002. And that started with Terrence Corbin, who was an associate professor at UC, Cedric Cox, who's still a major figure in the art scene here in Cincinnati, a few other folks, Consuela Harris, Hollis Hammonds, and Robert O'Neill, another fine artist in our community here. Since 2015, I've been running art shows. We've had quite a few, five in 2015 and two this year.
Well, then you recently opened a show called Music to My Soul. What can you tell us about it?
Music to My Soul is, I like to call it, some visual music. It's a group show, so we have 12 artists participating. What is really fantastic about this show is one of my favorite artists, a local artist, an emerging artist, Sean Shively, constructed, I'm not sure if it's an installation, it's an installation of sound, music, movement, and also art. He constructed this event, which has five different sources of sound. It actually plays records as part of these sounds and takes and samples five sources from the different records. It has a drum machine that plays, and you won't believe what it sounds like. It's absolutely fantastic. It is jazz-based. The music that he's playing and sampling is jazz-based, but it also has figures that dance, which he's handcrafted many parts of it. It's in the last room, the back room in the gallery, so that you can hear the sound. Combining that, he has a very unique portraiture technique. And he has done, he told me 10, but it ended up being 12 or 13 portraits of jazz greats, which accompany the installation, and you'll see throughout the gallery. Yeah. So that's one really great thing. There's so many others.
Tell us more about the live jazz.
Well, our opening and our artist talk, which is going to be November 18th, is paired with William Menefield, who is a local jazz artist, and he plays live jazz with his band every third Friday of the month.
Upstairs at the Greenwich almost always features local artists. Do you ever show work by artists who aren't based here?
To date, we have not. Our goal is to really support the local arts, both emerging and established artists. So we have people like Mary Barr Rhodes and Cedric Cox, who are award-winning local artists who do show nationally, but they are local. And we have emerging artists as well. This show has 12 artists, most of which are emerging and some who are established. We have different types of art in the show, contemporary, and we also have quite a bit of photography. We have different types of mediums. One of my artists, Grace Haggard, who's an emerging artist, has some paintings on slate, which are very interesting. But we have established artists like Jimmy Bolden. We have Ted Borman, Cedric Michael Cox, Susan Crewe, Grace Haggard, Michael Isaacs, another photographer, Ursula LaSorelle, Anna Marr, of course, Mary Barr Rhodes, Ann Siegel. Again, photography. She has some actual photography of the four different jazz greats. And of course, Sean Shively. And a late addition to this show is Trish Weeks, who's very well known, very well established in the community. And she has some fabulous, just wonderful pieces.
Your shows are often a mix of paintings, photographs, and even sculpture. Would you talk a little bit about what happens when there's that kind of mixture of works in the gallery? Do they interact visually and play off each other?
Oh, absolutely. I think they do. You get a much richer experience when you have things which are three-dimensional as well as two-dimensional, when you have different types of colors, different types of genres of art. For example, the contemporary really complements some of the other works, such as the photography. And the portraitures, which are done by Sean, really complement some of the other pieces that are there, including, of course, his installation, but also some of the other contemporary pieces. I've actually, this show mixed the photography with the portraitures because of the subject matter, but they also complement each other in composition, color. And, you know, I'm talking like this, but you really have to understand the purpose of this gallery is to be inclusive. You will recognize what you see. You will like or not like, but you will enjoy it because it's there for everybody.
How far ahead do you plan your shows?
In planning, we usually look about a year ahead. We're right now in the stages of planning next year. So we'll have our calendar set out by January. In those cold months, it's hard to get people to come out. So sometimes we wait till spring to start.
Well, I'm wondering how you find the artists whose work you want to show. Are you a regular gallery goer yourself?
Well, it's interesting. I have a lot of contacts and have since I was very young in the art world. My mother was an artist, still dabbles. I have shown some of her work, but when I was growing up, I was surrounded by the arts. I was surrounded by artists, sculptors, dancers, musicians, from both my mother and father and what they did and who they associated with and brought home. And nowadays, it's interesting. I do go out and look at people's artwork. I've gone various different places. The most interesting artwork that has come to me has been through referral. I'll get an email or a phone call. Hi, I'm an emerging artist. So-and-so told me I should contact you about showing. And one of my shows last year, a very young man approached me, and I couldn't believe not only the quantity of work that he had, but the diversity and the quality. And that's how it goes. So that people will approach me, but I also approach other people.
And how long will the exhibition be on view?
Final closing will be December 5th, and that's a Saturday.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk about Upstairs at the Greenwich, Alyssa.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Alyssa Sammarco Magnaheim about her gallery, Upstairs at the Greenwich, where the exhibition Music to My Soul has recently opened. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.